Title: Russian Risk. Transactions with Russian banks and exports to Russia create greatest exposure under new EU and UK Ukraine-related sanctions. Content: Updated as of March 3, 2022. Key takeaways of EU and UK recent actions against Russia and Ukraine breakaway regions. The EU adopted sanctions restrictions targeting financial institutions, other entities, and individuals, and imposing territorial restrictions on Donetsk and Luhansk. The sanctions also include broad export restrictions to Russia detailed below. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson has promised and adopted a massive package of economic sanctions, including asset freeze restrictions, potential exclusion of Russian banks from the UK financial system, including preventing access by such banks to GBP and clearing services in the UK, and dual-use export restrictions to Russia. EU restrictive measures asset freezes on certain Russian banks on February 23, 2022, the EU announced an array of sanctions targeting Russian banks. Those included an asset freeze of the following banks: Bank Rossiya, Promsvyazbank, RF, aka Veneshekonom Bank, VEB. All funds and economic resources belonging to, owned, held, or controlled by the listed persons are to be frozen by EU persons and entities, and no funds or economic resources can be made available, directly or indirectly, to the relevant listed individuals and entities. Export restrictions to Russia. Dual-use items and related services concurrent with the sanctions discussed above. On February 25, 2022, the EU has further restricted the export of controlled dual-use and other items to Russia. 1. Dual-use items. Under the previous measures, the supply of dual-use items to Russia was prohibited if those items were, or may have been intended, for military use or for a military end-user. That measure applied in addition to the standard EU export control regime, under which a license is required for exports of all dual-use items. The new restrictions, which have been in place since February 25, remove the military use or end-user qualifier, and instead imposes a blanket ban on the supply of dual-use items to any Russian person or for use in Russia. The sanctions also prohibit providing technical assistance, brokering, and other services related to dual-use items, and providing related financing or financial assistance. Other restricted items. The new measures also prohibit the export of a wide variety of items beyond the dual-use list. 2. The Annex 7 to Regulation 833/2014 contains items that the EU considers might contribute to Russia's military and technological enhancement or the development of the defense and security sector. The list of restricted items is extensive and restricts a wide variety of electronics, computers, telecoms, information security, sensors and lasers, navigation and avionics, marine, and aerospace items not already controlled under the dual-use list. The list also includes mass-market encryption items that are otherwise decontrolled under standard EU dual-use export controls. There are several exemptions under certain EU General Export Authorizations, GEAs, including for the following purposes: humanitarian purposes, medical or pharmaceutical purposes, temporary export of items for use by news media, software updates, use as consumer communication devices, non-government cybersecurity and information security, and personal use of individuals and their immediate families traveling to Russia, generally covering personal effects and tools of trade not intended for sale. In order to rely on EU GEAs, exporters must also notify the competent authority of their member state within 30 days of the first use of the relevant exemption. The sanctions also provide for certain licensing grounds as follow: civilian cooperation between the EU, member state governments and the Russian government, intergovernmental space cooperations, civil nuclear use, including R&D, maritime safety, civilian telecommunications networks, including the provision of internet services, the exclusive use by entities owned or controlled by an EU entity, or an entity from a partner country, the diplomatic representations of the EU, EU member states, and partner countries, and contracts concluded before February 26, 2022, provided that the license application is submitted before May 1, 2022 note that an authorization may not be granted where a competent authority has reasonable